This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Dug in behind dirt beams, artillery crews in southern Israel calibrated shells and then loaded them into massive self-propelled guns. They yelled warning, firing before the gun belted fire and smoke and sent the explosive hurtling toward a target in the Gaza Strip. The month-long war between Israel and Hamas is intensifying on the ground in Gaza. As civilian casualties in Gaza mount, U.S. and international leaders are calling for a temporary ceasefire to allow humanitarian aid to enter Gaza. But Israel insists fate of its many hostages must be resolved first. Linda Gradstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
In Israel, the public is focused on the fate of some 240 hostages, including 30 children. Demonstrations in support of the hostages are intensifying, with demands that Israel not agree to a ceasefire or allow humanitarian aid into Gaza until the hostages are freed. Israelis say the hostage kidnappings and brutal murders of 1,400 Israelis, most of them civilians, as well as the rising toll of soldier deaths in the ground invasion of Gaza, have profoundly shaken their sense of security. Linda Gradstein for VOA News, Jerusalem.
Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Israel said 31 soldiers had been killed since it began expanded ground operations in Gaza on October 27th and reiterated that Hamas was hiding with civilians and at hospitals. Hamas has urged the UN to verify the false narrative that Hamas is based in hospitals. The White House said U.S. President Joe Biden held a phone call with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Monday and said it was imperative steps were taken to protect Palestinian civilians. This is VOA News. 4 weeks have passed with Hamas still holding about 240 hostages in Gaza. Their families decided to ramp up pressure on the Israeli government to make sure their release is a top priority. VOA's Natasha Moskovaya reports from their protest encampment in Tel Aviv, Israel.
Families are frustrated not only with the government, but also with the world, which they feel cares mainly about humanitarian access to Gaza civilians. One of the hostages' relatives told the crowd that humanitarian aid should be cut to Gaza until the Israeli hostages receive aid as well. Others demanded release of the hostages as a condition for a ceasefire. All seem to agree that with the military operation in Gaza, the hostages are in harm's way, and the Israeli government and the rest of the world need to do more to secure their release. Natasha Mozgovaya, VOA News, Tel Aviv, Israel.
Survivors of an earthquake that flattened its villages in Nepal's northwest mountains have been searching through the debris of their collapsed homes for any salvageable belongings as aid trickles into the remote area. The strong tremor late on Friday killed 157 people and injured 256, leaving thousands homeless. Authorities rushed food, tents, medicine, and other supplies to villages on Monday as rescue and search teams said they were wrapping up their efforts. In one village, people were moving piles of rocks and logs that used to be their homes, looking for anything they could salvage. Donald Trump's civil fraud trial went off the rails on Monday as the former U.S. president testified in a case that could determine his future as a businessman in New York. Reuters correspondent Jillian Kitchener reports.
Under questioning about his company's accounting practices, Trump repeatedly clashed with Judge Arthur Engoron, who at one point told the former president, quote, "This is not a political rally. This is a courtroom." At one point, Engoron warned that he might remove Trump from the witness stand if he did not answer questions directly, asking one of Trump's attorneys, quote, "Can you control your client? The judge has already ruled that Trump's property estimates were fraudulent and will decide whether to impose hundreds of millions of dollars in fines and other penalties that could shrink his real estate empire.
Reuters correspondent Jillian Kitchener. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Monday it was irresponsible to engage in talk of holding an election in Ukraine in wartime and called for unity to avoid pointless political discussions. Zelensky said it was critical to concentrate on the military challenges facing the country as it tries to push out Russian forces occupying nearly one-fifth of its territory more than 20 months after launching a full-scale invasion. I'm Joe Ramsey. VOA.